With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. One member of the House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination of former President Trump says he'll focus on the training of Secret Service agents.
Congressman David Joyce says the close call cannot be blamed on a shortage of resources.
They have the people. It's whether or not the people are properly trained.
Joyce telling the Salem Radio Network the lapses that occurred on July 13th were so glaring as to be hard to fathom.
And the idea that they would let somebody inside the perimeter like this, or just defer to local law enforcement without having to walk through and knowing where everybody's at?
Congressman Joyce is part of the 13-member bipartisan House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, one of the three Americans who are back on U.S. soil after being released by Russians looks back on his captivity. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
American Paul Whelan has decided on one thing after being held by Russia since December 2018.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm home. Yeah. I'm never going back there again.
Whelan, who was serving a 16-year prison sentence after being convicted of espionage, says his detention in Russia was pure nonsense.
I went on a two-week vacation, you know. The FSB grabbed me, said I was a spy. I'm apparently a general in the army.
Wieland and journalists Evan Gershkovich and Alsu Kermesheva will spend time on Joint Base San Antonio, Texas, being checked by doctors and getting some rest. I'm Donna Warder.
Florida's under a state of emergency as potential tropical storm approaches. Governor Ron DeSantis made the declaration warning that the current disturbance could cause days of heavy rain and possible flooding. The National Hurricane Center has now designated the disturbance a potential tropical cyclone 4 that could make landfall Saturday into Sunday and eventually move up the southeastern U.S. coast. This is SRN News. The Bible will be added to lesson plans in Oklahoma's public schools.
In a move mandated by state lawmakers this summer, Oklahoma will incorporate the Bible into school lesson plans. The state issued new guidance saying teachers should focus on the Bible's historical, literary, artistic, and musical influences. Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters told the Washington Examiner, quote, "The woke radicals will not like it, they will not believe it, however, they will teach it in Oklahoma." Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Nigerian bishop in the United Methodist Church has resigned in protest of the denomination's stance on homosexuality. The UMC has been split after allowing same-sex marriage. In a letter, Nigerian Bishop John Wesley Jehana wrote that he and all the delegates in the Nigerian Episcopal area were leaving the UMC and joining the more conservative Global Methodist Church. This is SRN News. Following widespread outrage, the Biden administration's walking back a plea agreement reached earlier this week, the mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks.
The defense secretary has reinstated them as death penalty cases. The move comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced that the official appointed to oversee the war court, retired Brigadier General Susan Escalier, had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Austin wrote in an order released Friday night that in light of the significance of the decision, he had decided that the authority to make a decision on accepting the plea agreements was his, and he nullified the agreements. Keith Peters reporting.
The Justice Department is suing TikTok over claims the social media company violated children's privacy laws. More details at srnnews.com.